This is All Things Considered here on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Governor Cuomo is taking a regional, if piecemeal, approach to his annual State of the State address. He started this morning in Lower Manhattan with a nearly hour-long speech on the 64th floor of One World Trade Center. He delivered his second address this afternoon in Buffalo. It is a break from tradition because governors traditionally deliver the address to lawmakers in Albany, the very people he needs to persuade to act on his proposals. WNYC's Bridget Bergen was at One World Trade Center this morning, and she joins us now to talk about the policies and the inevitable politics. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Sean.
Since the state legislature is up in Albany and in session today, who was in the audience today at these addresses?
That's a good question. It was a who's who of New York elected officials and other city power brokers. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli and State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman were both there. And there were a whole bunch of city officials. Mayor de Blasio was seated in the second row between City Comptroller Scott Stringer and former Mayor David Dinkins. And there were also a bunch of non-elected leaders from local organizations and advocacy groups.
Okay, so let's get to the policies here. The governor has been on a tear recently. He's been releasing a steady stream of proposals since last week. Where did he start today?
You know, it's really worth noting how Cuomo framed his remarks. He started by acknowledging the outcome of the recent election without ever mentioning President-elect Trump by name. And he said there was a lesson that needed to be drawn from the results.
We must follow two paths forward. First, to admit, acknowledge, and address the very real economic problems of our struggling middle class. And second, to prevent misdirected anger from doing damage to our country's core values.
And so what he set up there was kind of the way the speech unrolled, which was this bringing together of progressive policies and talking about the middle class. And it was a setup for his proposed Middle Class Economic Recovery Act, which is made up of proposals about jobs and infrastructure, education and lower taxes, to seed the state's job growth. He talked about transit, free tuition at city and state universities for middle class families, because who gets the jobs of tomorrow? People with an education.
Of course.
There were several other local economic development proposals. He talked about money for the Kingsbridge Armory in the Bronx, as well as an increase in the child care tax credit for middle class families. But the details on how many of those proposals are going to be paid for are scant because the governor hasn't released his budget yet. And it's not clear how his ideas are going to be welcomed in Albany. Senate Democrats are a fractured coalition that Cuomo hasn't been able to unite. He's also dealing with Republicans who feel alienated over that lack of a special session at the end of last year that could have brought them a pay raise.
So here at WNYC, we spend a lot of time talking about You've spent a lot of time talking about how we run elections here in the city and the state. And it sounds like Governor Cuomo made those issues a priority, right?
It's true. We and I have spent a lot of time talking about it. And the governor's State of the State actually included some specific proposals for bills that would allow for early voting and adopt both automatic voter registration and same-day voter registration. Policies that are in place in lots of parts of the country, not in New York yet. Those are among the reforms State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman also called for after his report late last year looking at the state's electoral system. His initial investigation was really triggered by the problems from the April presidential primary, which we documented in detail here at WNYC. After the speech, Schneiderman said he's pleased Cuomo is focusing on these issues, and he says he's already been reaching out to state lawmakers to get them on board.
The lines, the lack of early voting, we're decades behind a modern voting system in New York, and it's one of our top priorities for the year.
So just to be clear, this isn't the first time we've heard these things proposed before. The governor made a passing mention of some of these proposals in his speech last year, and several have actually cleared the assembly in the past, but not the Republican-controlled Senate. So it's going to be worth watching to see if this means that the governor is really planning to push harder for it this time.
And it's been almost 12 hours since the first speech here. So I'm sure there's been a mountain of reaction thus far in that short period of time. How are the Republicans taking the speech?
Well, there were no GOP lawmakers in the room today. As you mentioned, the legislature was up in session. But State Republican Chairman Ed Cox is traveling to all of Cuomo's speeches to protest the governor. He said he was really objecting most strongly to the fact that the governor wasn't delivering this message to state lawmakers, some of whom were likely to boycott the speech if he had because of those shenanigans at the end of the year over the pay raise and the bills at the end of the session. Cox says Cuomo is just trying to position himself for his next run for governor or even for president in 2020. And his main point today was this.
And here, as on the rest of the tour, he's not going to have any legislators. He will not be addressing them. Yet he has to go back to Albany and face them. And that's going to be a tough audience for him to face now.
And he won't have to face them for at least another day, because he's delivering another speech tomorrow in the Hudson Valley and in Long Island. And then he'll be in the Capital Region on Wednesday, but still not at the Capitol. He's going to be speaking before an audience at the University of Albany.
So real quick in our last 20, 30 seconds here, what about Mayor de Blasio? Of course, we know his relationship with the governor is strained at best, but what did he make of the speech?
So keep in mind, there was some good news for the city in the governor's proposals, but I think Mayor de Blasio adopted a pretty cautious response. He liked some of what he heard, but he learned a lesson at last year's budget and State of the State address when the governor's announcement included shifting a lot of money for CUNY back on the city. So until the city sees how the governor plans to pay for some of these new proposals, they're sort of holding out giving their final opinion on them.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you.